to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
Hey! If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight.
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Oh, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to episode 164 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Does it get any better than Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation? I tell you, oh man, that drop never gets old. Gotta play that. Gotta put that in. I kid you not, that movie has probably been on the TV at least 20 times over the last month in this house. It is the perfect background movie, wrapping gifts, getting the house ready, whatever. It just doesn't feel right without Christmas Vacation on in the background. So hope you enjoyed. Got a little chuckle out of that one. Lap Traffic Nation, it is Christmas Eve, and welcome to a very special Christmas edition of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Hope you all are ready and able to enjoy tonight, tomorrow with family, friends. I hope Santa is great to each and every one of you. Was planning on doing some best ofs, but opportunity presents itself and you got to take it every once in a while. Like I mentioned at the start of last week's show, there was a chance to maybe get to talk to Eric Jones for a show, and I'm absolutely going to take that opportunity. Also, I know I mentioned last week before I did the best of stuff that obviously a ton of stuff going on, silly season. Stay tuned mid-January for a show to break down the silly season, and we'll also have somewhere in mid-January the fantasy show, which will break down the rules and all that good stuff for the 2020 Fantasy League. All right, we're just going to get things rolling here. Pretty excited about tonight's show. This past Saturday, I was able to talk to Eric Jones, which is in thanks to MIS for setting this one up, which is absolutely awesome. So tonight's show is just going to be the Eric Jones interview. So let's get Mr. Eric Jones on the line. Lap Traffic Nation joining me on the line, making his third appearance on the Lap Traffic Podcast. He is the driver of the number 20 with Joe Gibbs Racing. This past year, picked up 17 top 10s, 10 top 5s, and a win at Darlington. He and I are both from the great state of Michigan, from Byron, Michigan. Welcome back to the show, Eric Jones. Sir, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Welcome back, man. I'm excited to talk to you, have a little fun. It's off season. We can kick back and have some fun with the season and the holidays coming up and all that good stuff. But let's start off. You're heading out to Ann Arbor this afternoon to check out a little Michigan basketball. What brings you to the game this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I usually get together with a group of my friends, and we kind of spend a night down in Detroit. We did that last night, and then we're all heading to the Michigan game now. And so it should be a good day, and doing a little promotion for the Speedway in Michigan, and going out to watch some basketball, which is always fun.
That's awesome. How awesome is have you been to Detroit? Like you said, you hung out down there. How awesome is that city coming back? It's just such a cool atmosphere with Campus Martius, the tree, the ice skating rink, and all that. What'd you guys get to do downtown last night?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We actually got to go to the Chinola Hotel and visit there and eat dinner in the restaurant there, the San Morello, and hang out downtown and go to Greektown for a little bit, go to the casino for a little bit. So we got to do a little bit of everything that kind of is down in Detroit, but it's really been coming back, and it's really a great city, and we've been going down there the last few years now and kind of spending some time together, and it's always so much fun to go down there and see what the city got going on and see how much it's really growing and changing.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's so much fun to go down there. Absolutely. All right, let's talk a little Michigan here. Michigan basketball started off the season strong, 7-0 under new head coach there. I had to go and look up who they were playing today. I have never heard of the Presbyterian Blue Hose from South Carolina. I think they just went and got a community college to come and play up in Michigan today.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. I got to be honest. I'm with you. I don't think I've ever heard of Presbyterian either, but you know, hopefully it's still a good game, close game, but you know, hopefully Michigan can win that one and you know, keep their good season going. It's been a good start for them, so I'm excited, really, you know, to see what they kind of can do this year. And I think Juwan Howard's been doing a really good job with the team and coming in and taking over, and it's been fun to watch him.
Yeah, Howard's done a great job. I know the recruits are high as far as wanting to come and play for him with you know, ties to you know, a lot of the players of the NBA with their kids now coming through the college ranks. So that could be an exciting few years down the stretch here for Michigan basketball, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping so.
Let's see. Also, today, bowl game tonight with the Chippewas. I know you also being up near in Byron, pretty close to Mount Pleasant and all that. Will you be able to catch the New Mexico Bowl tonight with the Chippewas?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be tuning in and trying to watch. It's you know, I think I kind of support all Michigan teams. I mean, I'm you know, every time there's a Michigan team playing in a bowl game or any kind of a game of importance, I try to watch and tune in. It's always fun to kind of, you know, support your home state and see what's going on. So yeah, I think we'll be able to catch it.
Excellent. All right, let's talk a little NASCAR a minute. When I was pulling up some stuff to write some notes and stuff down for the show, and I was looking at your 2019 season, your 2019 and 2018 seasons almost mirrored each other, each with one win. You had one more top five in 2019, one less top 10 than you did in 2018. You know, there was a lot of midseason talk surrounding should Erik Jones be back in the 20 next season. How do you, as a driver, when you know that type of talk and questions are going to be asked, how do you handle that personally to answer the same questions week in and week out and not let it play mind games with you?
Well, I think you just got to know it's part of it, right? And you have to take it in stride and go with it. I mean, you know, behind the scenes, you kind of really know what's going on all the time. So you got to, you know, keep that in your back pocket. But at the same time, like I said, you just take it in stride and do what you got to do and go through the weeks and go through the motions and answer those questions. And yeah, I mean, they can be tough at times, but, you know, at the same time, I felt pretty confident all year that I was going to be coming back to JGR and running another year there. So that was kind of the thing I always had and knew, and that's what, you know, made it easy for me each week to answer those questions.
That's cool. Yeah, it's I think sometimes we might forget that, hey, you know what, they do know a little more than what we know, you know, so you kind of got that, you know, ace in the back pocket, you know, that, you know, you just got to keep the straight face during the question sometimes, I bet, right?
Right, absolutely.
talk about what it meant to win a NASCAR Crown Jewel race, picking up the win at Darlington. What did that mean for you personally and for the team?
Well, it was pretty special. I mean, you know, thinking about Darlington and its history and sport and that race itself, the Southern 500, and looking at the names that are on that trophy and the guys who have won that race, you know, it's one that I think every driver wants to win in their career at some point. And for us to win that one was, you know, a huge moment. I mean, JGR and everybody involved, that's a big win for everybody. So definitely the cool, one of the coolest wins of my career, one that's very high up on you know, my list of favorite wins. And Darlington has been a place I've really enjoyed going the last few years and really felt like we were pretty strong at. And we were just able to put everything together there and get that win. So definitely one of the, you know, one of my favorite wins over the last few years and one that I'll definitely hold on to for a long time.
That's awesome. Is everybody getting a race win diecast for Christmas from you this year from that race?
Yeah, something like that. I got the team all some replica trophies, so that was cool, and getting to hand those out and be a part of that.
That's very cool. A lot of changes. Excuse me. coming down the pipe here. We got the new schedule in 2020. Rumors of a bigger swing to the schedule in 2021, the new car in 2021, the Pocono double. What are you looking most forward to seeing how things pan out from everything that's going to be happening in the next year or two?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, right? I'm excited about the new car and kind of seeing what that's all about. The schedule changes are really encouraging for what they've been doing here. The Pocono doubleheader is, I think, a sign kind of things to come if it goes well this year. So excited to kind of see how all that comes together. But definitely the new car is pretty high on my list. I've seen what it's all about and how it drives. I'm excited to hopefully get a chance to drive it here soon and see see what they got going on. It's definitely a lot different from what we have currently in the Cup Series, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it drives like.
I mean, that spoiler looked really small. That's all I got to say.
I think they're trying a lot of different stuff, so it's going to be interesting to see.
With the double, obviously all talk and all that at this point. But if that works out, would you be in favor of, condensing the schedule so that you still get 36 races but cut back on the weekends at some of the races we go to twice a year?
Yeah, I would for sure. I mean, I think that's kind of the way that most of us would like to do it. You know, I think it's fine if we want to run 36 races, but if we could do more double headers and maybe midweek shows, that's kind of, the direction that I think a lot of us want to go. So just kind of shortening the schedule up and, getting us a little more time at home, maybe a couple more weekends at home would be really welcome for, the drivers and the teams and our families and everybody else. So, hopefully we can do more of that, more Pocono style doubleheaders and some of these places we go to twice a year, just trying to do, more doubleheaders and getting those races in and getting them done.
Absolutely. All right. Christmas, it's next week. A couple weeks ago, a few of us NASCAR podcasters did a joint show, had some fun. One of the topics was what's your go-to Christmas movie. So I want to ask you, what is Eric Jones' go-to Christmas movie?
My go-to Christmas movie, probably Elf.
Great one.
Who doesn't like Elf?
Oh, classic. I mean, Will Ferrell did he dial in for that one? He kicked ass in that one for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites.
That's awesome. So what's going on with you and the family? Are you guys a Christmas Eve, a Christmas Day, a both? What do you got coming on next week?
Yeah, a little bit of each. We do Christmas Eve, and then actually we're all kind of going up north to, the upper, not quite the Upper Peninsula, like Traverse City area, to spend some time up there and kind of be together as a family for a few days. So that'll be good. I'm here for, about another week or so and then heading back to North Carolina. But, excited to get together with family here this week and get some good time with them. I don't, get to see them a whole lot, so it's always nice to get hair and spend a lot of time with them.
Absolutely. What about New Year's? Will you be up in Traverse for New Year's?
No, actually, I'm heading back to North Carolina for then. I'll be down there with some friends, and we got some plans, some people coming into town. So it's going to be hopefully a good day.
Awesome. Very cool. And then what about the rest of the off season? Any trips, vacations, or just getting back to work?
We're getting close to being back to work. I mean, almost into January now already. So. We'll be going to get back to work soon, but I don't have any trips right now. Hopefully I can try to get a snowmobiling trip in up north and get up there in January sometime would be really good. So that's kind of one thing I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. Very cool. Eric, man, where can everybody follow you at on social media?
Yeah, I mean, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's just my name with an underscore in between. Eric Jones, Eric with a K. That's all you got to do, and you'll find me on there.
Excellent. Well, man, hey, have a great time at the game today. Bring the maize and blue a victory for sure, and hope you have a blast.
All right. Sounds good, man. All right. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Lap Traffic Nation, huge thanks to MIS and Eric Jones for calling into the show today. Have a great Christmas. Happy New Year. Enjoy the off season, and look forward to talking to you next year, man.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Take care. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 164 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the interview there with Eric Jones. It's Christmas Eve. It's time to go celebrate with family and friends. Make sure you check out the website, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Like on Facebook, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Subscribe, download, review the show, all that good stuff. Huge thanks to Eric Jones for calling into the show this week. Lap Traffic Nation, hope you all have a great Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Talk to y'all in 2020. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!